Okay, continuing in the halachas of Chaylish Yesh by Sakana. So we are up to Tzadi Bey Sif Gimel, and we're going till the end. Right? I think we're going to the end. Right? You said Yud? Yeah, Yud's till the end. Okay, so in Raifa Baki, the Raifa is a Baki. Afilu hu Akam, even if it's a guy, a Shar Maven, or somebody else who understands medical things. And he says, even though right now he says, but if you don't do the refuah to him now, perhaps the chayil is going to weigh down on him. And he's going to sakana. Even if the chayil says he doesn't need a shayim la raifay, we listen to the raifay and mechal and the Shabbos. And he's Michal, when Michal the Shabbos. And if the Raifa says, if you don't do this, he's definitely going to die. And if you do it, then it's possible that he'll live. Then, of course, Michal and Gamkin, it's a Shabbos. We also are Michal, when Michal the Shabbos. Am I frozen? Can anybody hear me?
I hear you loud and
I hear
clear.
you fine all the way here in the
Okay,
living
so it
room.
must be my screen is freezing up. I don't know.
Yeah, I see
Okay.
your screen freezes, but you
The
people
voice is
coming
good.
through. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Dalet. Kol maka shebefnim haguf. Any maka that's inside the body. Dainu min ha-safa, lefnim. Anywhere from the mouth on inside. V'gam bechlal. And the teeth are included. Vainu kilkel. Shemachos maka ebuah k'yotze. Some sort of damage that's from a cut or an abscess. We are Mechal Shabbos, and it doesn't need any sort of evaluation. Shafilu ain't Sham Bekiyim. Even if there's no Bekiyim there, the Chayla is not saying anything. You do everything that you do in the weekday, meaning anything internal from the mouth on down. So I don't know what canker sores, I'm not sure how that would work. Well, I guess based on this sentence, that answers it. But I'm saying, let's say you wouldn't know. But if you know that it's just a canker sore and you know how to deal with it, ain mechalin, you can't be mechal. And just pain is also not called a maka. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know where a canker sore comes in, because that's clearly a maka. Right, but then again, it would depend on how much pain it is. And anybody has a toothache, is very pained till his whole body is being affected by it. It's mutter to tell it to a guy to take it out. You can have the guy remove the teeth. Hey, let's say you have a cut that's on the back of the hand or on the back of the foot. Any maka with metal, which brings in the tetanus issues. So let's say you have some sort of shchin in the rectum. I don't know if that's hemorrhoids or not. Aluka, somebody who swallowed a leech, or a wild or a stupid dog, or a wild dog bit him. Or anything that crawls in the dirt. Philosophic and mamus in love, even if you're not sure whether the bite will kill or not, if somebody has a big headache, sorry, a fever, but for the regular Rick fever, how can we do it through a guy? So, this is a very common question. Get asked this every Friday. Baby has fever, adult has fever, they want to take their temperature with the, and the problem is you don't have the mercury thermometers anymore. You have only digital. So the question is, can you get that, you can activate the digital thermometer? I personally tell them, based on what doctors told me, is you give them medication. If the medication drops the fever, then there's no reason to check the temperature, because that means it's working. But if the fever spikes through the medication, then you have a problem. That's a basic rule of thumb. Let's say somebody is bleeding, right? But it means a internal bleeding, like clotting maybe. So makizanoisem a yad. So what you do is you try and get that blood clot out. Choshikas dam v'nitzane. Now what happens is when you let out blood, so they get cold. Oisem le medura l'sham, and then you're allowed to make them a fire to heat up with it. Feel with kufas tamas, even in the summer, even when it's tamas, because that's all considered chayla. Zayin a choshish b'shtei ein. If somebody has a problem with both his eyes, oishayiba achas mi and tzir. Or one of them has mucus, or that types of liquids coming out of it, or blood is coming out, or anything else that's a sakana to the eye, mechalal on a Shabbos, or mechalal Shabbos. If a chayla that's b'sakana needs meat, v'yeshkan basar asr, and he has basar that's asr, so this ties into today's daf a little bit, and he has basar asr, v'shaychet navurai. Then you can shech to him. Also, you don't feed him treif. Why? Even though they're both isurim. When he finds out that they're feeding him basar, that's also yakutzbay, he's going to be disgusted by it. He's not going to eat. But in a place where there's no chashash that he's going to be disgusted by, going to katan or shadaitem a terefes, he's a katan or his das is all messed up, so he's not really thinking straight. Then we feed him that basar and we don't shecht on his behalf on Shabbos.
What bracha does he make on the chazer?
He's got to make a shakal, as far as I understand.
Yeah.
I think. Right? Tess. If somebody cooks on Shabbos for a chayla, then you need to. It's also for somebody healthy to eat it. On Motzei Shabbos, but on Motzei Shabbos, mutter miyad, gam lebari, and bishul yisrael. On Motzei Shabbos, it's mutter immediately, even to a healthy person, if it was cooked by a yid. So meaning on Motzei Shabbos, it becomes mutter. Yud. Misha writes in last la'enois, oisoi, sheyavra avera lefisha. Let's say they want to force a person to do an avera, but a temporary thing, meaning not trying to make him into a guy. They just want it to be an avera. They're trying to get their kicks out of it. Afilu hi avera chamura, even if it's a chamur dik avera, ain mechalon of Shabbos kedei latzilam an avera. We're not mechal Shabbos in order to save him. Meaning, you hear what he's saying. The point is the guy holds a gun to a guy's head and says, "Eat chazer." Now you could save the guy, but the only way you could save him is by shooting the guy. Right. You don't shoot the guy. You don't have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody from doing an Avera. If you want to save his life, fine, but he could save his own life by eating the treif. It's a very interesting stock. It plays into how Lahomir as a da, so let's see him Mechal Yisrael. But if they're trying to force him to eat or to do something to make him into a not religious Jew, afilu hu katan oikatana, even if it's a katan oikatana, achiv hu al kol mashem yodei, the achiv is on everything, achiv is he has to do whatever he can, l'shtadol l'atzilo, to try and save him. Afilu tzarech l'chal Shabbos b'yisura d'raisa, even if he needs to be m'chal Shabbos, isa d'raisa, gan shemichuyom l'chal Shabbos b'shvil chayla sheyesh b'sakana. The same way you're mechuyid mechal Shabbos, even for a chayla shem b'sachana, the siva shama b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. It says you have to keep Shabbos. Amra Torah, chilul of Shabbos, achas kadesh yishma Shabbos is harvei. Be mechal many Shabbosos in order to keep many Shabbosos. Vafilu imhu, safik, imtoil ashtadlus aloi, and even if you're not sure if the shtadl is going to work, mekomokam chayom lechal Shabbos, l'shtadl b'chol ma'ad ha'efsha, yichayad mechal Shabbos as much as you can, the same way when Michal Shabbos for Safik Kuach Nefesh. But if somebody is a Pesheya and he wants to go off, ain't Michal in love with the Shabbos Bissed Daraisa, because he's doing it himself. Meaning the first case is talking about where other people are going to like kidnap them to bring him to the church or whatever. But here, he himself is going off the Derech. So then, you're not Michal Shabbos Bissed Daraisa. The Kimin Shapasha, since he's the one that's being negligent. We don't tell somebody, and this comes up a lot in the Kiruv world, we don't tell somebody to do a chet in order that your friend should be zaycha, meaning like, we don't allow, at least the pashtus is, we don't allow a kirov guy to go into a bar where there's pritzos or whatever it is, and he's going to be over on the isser just because he can maybe do kirov.
Rav David Grossman, the disco rabbi. You know who David Grossman is?
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
He did.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't speak for him. But in Yisrael Rabbanon, like to go out of the tchum, v'lirkev agavi sus, and to ride on a horse, leilich v'agolo, to go in a wagon, v'chein l'tal t'moyes k'dayma, to take money, yesh matirin l'chal b'shvil l'atziloi, then there are makilim to save him. So this comes up also when, you know, people want to invite irreligious Jews for Shabbos. So, and they're going to drive on Shabbos. So we don't let them drive. But there is this heter out there, where, based on Rosh Shlomo Zalman, where if they come before Shabbos and you offer them a place to sleep, then if they decide to leave, that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with you, and it's okay. The shaila is, what about if they're just going to be over in Durabonos? Let's say they have a Tesla, so they'll drive to you with a Tesla, or they'll take a train, which only entails Durabonos at the most. So they should be able to come on Shabbos because we're trying to save them, and they're only being over on Isur Durabonos. But I'm not sure. Okay. We will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night and a good vach and a good yah.
Awesome.